My friends, my friends. The skies are lightening over Silky O'Sullivan's on Memphis. If you look out over it, you see clouds everywhere. But over Silky O'Sullivan's, the sun is peeking through, shining down on Chef Eric's favorite goat that has climbed all the way up to the top, ready to take the famous dive. Only at Silky O'Sullivan's, home of the famous diving goat. While we were during the break, Chef Eric, we were explaining to Chef Eric a real cool thing is taking a hard-boiled egg and sticking it in the middle of a meatloaf, rolling it up and cooking it. And then he called it something strictly weird.
My thumb.
Yeah, right. But we were trying to tell him it's. But what Chef Michael did is beautiful, and it's cooking as we speak.
Cooking as we speak.
And then he promised us. He promised us when we came back.
Yeah.
We were going to have his version of a Pronto Pup that just ate your mama's Pronto Pup.
This sounds like an awesome version of a Pronto Pup. And first of all, a Pronto Pup. Where did that come from?
Well, if you Google it, there's an argument.
Well, that is the authority of everything.
There's an argument going on that it originated in Memphis in the 40s from an Italian baker who was walking home with bread and it got wet. And he made a batter from that wet bread and then deep fried the hot dogs his wife had. There's also a story that someone in Oregon created it. So I wanted to do something that was traditional to Memphis. I'm trying to endear myself to the many after I lived here. And I thought I would elevate the Pronto Pup by adding lobster to it.
Oh, well, see, that's a good
idea. Whoa, wait a minute.
Absolutely. See, there you go. There you go.
To me, elevating a Pronto Pup in our red, white, and blue-collar world, you take it from a hot dog maybe to a Polish sausage or a kielbasa. But in Chef Eric's world, lobster.
I think it's a beautiful thing. It's not,
well, lobster is
apparently
good.
It's just not my world. It's Chef Mike's world. So, Chef Mike, what are we doing to make a Pronto Pup?
Well, you want to start with every good batter. You want to start with a flour. But what I have here is black-eyed pea flour. I try to source things locally. There's a lady in Mississippi who grinds my grits and my cornmeal, and she took some black-eyed peas and ground them on her grinder.
So this is pure?
These are black-eyed,
black-eyed peas.
Yes.
So that means someone actually that has a gluten intolerance, a celiac disease or something
exactly.
like that, they could actually do this.
Could you put a little? I got it. Does it taste like?
Yeah, it even smells like it.
Let's see. Wow. Actually, that's kind of interesting.
My God, it does taste.
And she cuts it
really
a little bit
tastes
of corn,
like a black-eyed pea.
But and that's why I did it that way. And I wanted to serve people out there with gluten allergies nowadays. And so
my daughter's one of them, so I understand.
So wow. I'll start with, like I said, the base to every good batter is some flour.
About a couple of cups or something.
A couple
like
cups.
That.
I'm going to go with about a tablespoon of sugar. I'm going to sweeten this up a little bit.
Always good. I mean, if you think of a corn dog, it's always got a little.
How would you know? You've never eaten a corn dog.
I have eaten a corn dog.
What were you, 30?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to add some cornstarch to it.
Cornstarch. Okay.
My great standby is Creole mustard.
Love
I'm going to add a couple eggs. And I like to use lemon lime soda.
Nice.
Commonly known as Sprite. But a lot of batters like this call for soda, water, club soda.
Right.
I have a very small restaurant. I can't afford to have a gun or a bag, so we buy all our sodas in cans. And
you just take a little can and drink the rest.
Problem in most small restaurants with a gun, you can't afford the ammunition anymore. God, have you tried to buy ammo lately?
Me? Yes. I try and buy ammo every week. I mean, I'm at the range every week. And, I do live in Georgia. But fortunately, I'm stocked up, so I'm good.
So we want to add a little bit at a time, whisking, creating this batter. And it takes on a look of black-eyed peas.
Look at that. I mean, not what you would typically think of for a batter appearance. Because you've got the Creole mustard in there. It changes the color a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the black-eyed pea, even though it's very light in color as a powder, you know, you can tell it's.
I'm going to add a little bit of cream to it we usually use milk or cream. I thought I was going to be with.
You're using both,
bad guys.
Therefore.
Yeah.
Half and half.
We're loading it up.
That's the secret to my grits, actually.
It's a secret to mine, too.
Half and half. But this is actually heavy cream that you got here.
Uh huh. All right. So we got a good batter. You want to. What I like to do is kind of dip my pinky in. If it coats it, I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Chef, I'm going to give you a don't stick it in the fryer after you stick it.
Yeah, let's see if it fries.
Now, we get rock lobsters, they're sourced from South America during certain times of the year, and then Atlantic the rest of the year. This is a 4 to 5 ounce tail, so you're getting 4 ounces of lobster meat, basically.
On so in one order, you're getting the full tail?
You're going to get two tails on two skewers.
Two tails in an order.
A whole tail split in half.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm telling you. Do we have any volunteers who would like to sample? Yes, yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
That's a shock.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
We'll blanch those for about 3 minutes in boiling water with a lemon and salt.
Okay.
Shock them in ice water to get the cooking down, right. Get it cooled as quick as possible. Then we will dunk them in the batter and use a deep fat fryer.
So we're guessing on our oil temperature here. Let's see.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's looking pretty good right there.
Sure is.
All right. So we are deep frying this right here, and place it carefully in your fryer. Don't drop it in, because it'll drop in just fine, but it's what comes back up and spits at you that's the problem.
I kind of like to wave it around a little bit, maybe count to three in your head, and then just let it go.
One.
And this is almost like a little bit like a tempura batter to an extent. More so, I mean, it's not a classic cornmeal batter.
A heavier, it's a little looser batter.
It's looser, but it puffs up, and it's going to...
And that's from that cornstarch.
Yeah, the cornstarch in there will do that.
I've lost
it. It's already looking good. Let's see. Yeah, hit that down just a bit.
Now, the name of the diner is Rizzo's Diner, and how far is it from downtown from, like, let's say, Silky O'Sullivan's? Because everything in Memphis...
7,942 steps. No. about six blocks.
Six blocks.
Yes.
So it's an easy stagger.
If
you've
been
a diver's bucket, you're looking for a diner.
Are you open at 3 in the morning? No.
We have considered it.
What times are you open?
I've got lunch 11 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, brunch 11 to 2, 11 to 3 Saturday, Sunday, dinner 5 to 10 weekdays, 5 to 11 on the weekends.
So tell me, Rizzo, I think of Rizzo as an Italian name. What's the origin of the name of the diner?
Well, when I wanted to name the restaurant, a lot of people will name a restaurant after themselves or a mother or something of sentimental value.
Yeah.
And as a younger kid, I used to listen to Howard Stern radio. He had a comic duo called the Jerky Boys.
Yes,
and they would call and crank call them. And one of the characters was Frank Rizzo, the former Philadelphia mayor, who was a little extreme. So I like the guys so much, I started kind of taking on a little of their smart aleckiness, calling friends of mine rubberneck and sizzle chest. So a lot of guys would say, hey, Rizzo, what are you doing? And they would. So it kind of became a nickname for me for a few years. And I thought, well, it's playful. It sounds playful.
Yeah.
People think of Grease, the movie, with the character of Rizzo.
Right.
I actually had a lot of people come in thinking it's an Italian restaurant. I like to throw curveballs, so... There's my curveball.
Well, that you did, because I would have thought it was an Italian restaurant, I guess.
So I figure the next one we'll call Chef Mike Patrick's, since we're doing so well. But there's the pup.
Good.
It's a beautiful thing, my friends. It's got the golden brown, got the nice coating. It's like a really cool and hip corn dog, basically, but it's lobster.
So we're going to get some plates out and plate it up.
Awesome.
How do you finish it off?
Traditionally, a funnel pup's finished off with mustard. I take and make a Creole aioli with lemon juice, mayonnaise, Creole mustard. 3-to-1 mayonnaise to mustard, a little lemon juice, salt, and pepper. So it gives it a little kick. And all in all, it's a really good product. Some people call it crack on a stick. When they heard I was opening up.
Crack on a stick. I like
it. They were like, you got to have that funnel pup on the menu, so...
It's all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about taking you to the places you dream of going but can't just seem to get there. Rizzo's Diner is a place in Memphis, Tennessee. It is 7,922 steps from Silky O'Sullivan's, depending on how long you've been sitting around and how many diver buckets you had, because the steps get a little off after your first diver bucket. But anyway, my friends, he is Chef Michael Patrick. He is considered one of the top 575 chefs in the whole country, out of thousands and thousands, and we have the great privilege to have him here at Silky O'Sullivan's. And when we come back, Chef Joe, the man here at Silky O'Sullivan's, behind all the great culinary, we are going to introduce you to a new product that hasn't been released yet. It's brand new, and the people that are here may get a chance to try it. Possibly. They are going to get to try it. It's Silky's. Silky is a worldwide iconic figure. He's a man bigger than life. So they had to create a sausage. So they took a great Swedish potato sausage, and Silky commanded that it be changed. So he went to the master sausage maker himself, Chef Joe. Chef Joe has created the Silky version of the Swedish potato sausage. We've had it. You'll love it. It's awesome. Chef of the Fat Man live from Silky O'Sullivan's. It is right here on Beale Street, the icon of icons. Taking it to the streets of Memphis in May, baby.